Yes, and it's January 2024. The festivities and everything well behind us. The pre-season is all done and dusted for our rugby league teams. Here we are with the first edition of the Haven Rugby League Fans podcast for 2024. Brought to you by Trust in Haven, the independent Whitehaven Rugby League Supporters Trust. I'll mention it a couple of times during the podcast, just to say that the Supporters Trust memberships are now open. Thanks to the people who have already signed up, it's been quite encouraging. If you're not a member, you're more than welcome to join us. Please go to trustinhaven.com, click on the Become a Member tab, and you can join from there. Or if you're not a technophobe, or if you're a technophobe, I'll be at the game on Sunday. See me then, and we'll do it in the old-fashioned way. But as I say, memberships are now open, and people are signing up, and we want to try and get as many people on board. So yeah, please join us. You'll be very welcome, and you can listen to things like this and our other online stuff we're doing, which is proven very popular. Maybe we'll talk about that later on. So anyway, it's as I say, it's January 2024. The competitive season has already kicked off last Sunday, and that we seen the first round of the 1895 Cup, and from a local point of view, it was Town against Barra, this Sunday, Barra make the trip up the course once again to take on Whitehaven. So we're going to talk about that, do a bit of a preview, throw in some comments and perhaps some things we didn't know. So to that end, we have our good friend who's joining us once again from Barra, ex-BBC Radio Cumbria commentator, ex-Barra director, our good friend Tony Collier. Welcome along, Tony.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. Looking forward to our annual chat.
I see it's something we usually do about this time of the year, and indeed, perhaps while the season's going, we'll do an update during the season's going ahead. But anyway, it's really previewing the game that's coming up this weekend in the 1895 Cup, Whitehaven against Barra. I see Tony's with us, and also with us from from Greater Manchester, from Radcliffe. Good to see his team's riding high at the top of the Northern Premier League, Radcliffe FC. It's Paul Stubbs,
Hey guys.
Haven fan in exile. So welcome along, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been enjoying the off season as Radcliffe have sort just breezing through the league at the moment, are they?
We are big style, and it was lovely to have you and two other guys down, Mike Askew and Ian, to watch the game against Workington. Unfortunately, you lost. But most people are doing that at the moment, when they come to Radcliffe, as you well know.
It's definitely a bit of a buzz about the club from when we're there. So
Yeah, just a quick point. You did mention the last time you were at Radcliffe, the doctor was very worried about you and your brother, because I think you played Swinton Academy,
Yes,
didn't
that's
you?
right. Whitehaven have an academy against Swinton Academy in about 1999, I think it was.
Yeah, and at half time, I think, well, 20 minutes in, you were 3-0 down, or Workington were 3-0 down. And the same sort of thing when Whitehaven turned up there. And did you lose 96-3 or something stupid?
It was a lot. It was a lot to not many. Yes.
Yeah, and it was deja vu, wasn't it, Dave?
But
It was a great day. Loved
was
it. Absolutely loved it.
good company. Some great people at the club there, and you can see why it's. I mean, they're pulling in gates of at least 1,000 up to 1,500. It's easy to see why it's.
And when the guy that owns the club turns around and shakes your hand and went, "Welcome to Radcliffe," says it all, doesn't it?
Good stuff. was a, yeah. Anyway,
let's get on to rugby league.
Let's get on to more important matters. Yeah. So, yeah, welcome along, Tony. As I say, just very briefly, your thoughts on last year. Barra were riding high, or Barra were tipped to be riding high and to be one of the top teams. And in the end, it couldn't have been much further from the truth. But really, yeah, it was squeaky bum time that last day of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. After a fantastic season in 2022, when we finished fourth in the league and got to the playoffs, we won 18 matches that season out of 27, which was very impressive. And we all thought that we'd kick on and consolidate ourselves in at least the top six. But unfortunately, last season, we only managed to win 8 games. So the difference between, 2022 and 2023 was 10 victories, really, which is a massive reduction. And we were very, very fortunate to stay in the division because he had Whitehaven, Swinton, Keighley, Newcastle, all fighting for survival and with ourselves. And we got into that dogfight and we couldn't get out of it. And the last few weeks were horrendous. We went to Newcastle, who'd already been relegated and got beat.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, we went to Keighley, who eventually got relegated and got beat there. So it wasn't pretty. It was very disappointing. But I think losing a lot of players during that close season, in particular T. Ritson and Akin Maloudi, who were a bit of a dream team on that right-hand side. T. Ritson got 33 tries.
Yeah.
How do you replace that overnight? And I think that had a big impact on the season. But a bit like Whitehaven, Dave, it's very difficult to criticise because, we're... Every penny counts, every supporter matters. It's very, very difficult when you're struggling financially and, even getting good players to come and join you and, make the trip to Barrow and even further up the course to Whitehaven. It's a very difficult gig, as I well know. And we survived. You've got to put that behind you now and you've just got to look forward to the future. And in particular, Sunday's game, which is an 1895 cup tie, did well last week at Workington, won 30 points to 8. We were 28-0 up with 10 minutes to go, turned the gas off a little bit towards the end. But there's no easy games at Workington, as you well know, Dave. Yeah. So this week we're at the, I don't know if it's still called a recreation ground, but it is in my eyes.
The Otis Recreation Ground.
Oh, that's it. So, again, another very difficult match. Brings back memories of last year's really important match where we won 27-26, I think it was, on TV with a last-minute drop goal by Ryan Johnson to win the game. And that point saved us from relegation when you look back on it. So Whitehaven, Barrow, it doesn't matter where you are in the league, it's always competitive, it's always tough. And if we win, we've got to win on Sunday to get through to the next round, because if Whitehaven win, they then go to Workington and they've got a good chance of finishing above us in the little group. So Sunday's game is pretty important, I think, to both sides when you're only 2 games away from Wembley. There's 7 groups, and it's the winner of each group and the second best second, if you know what I mean. Second
useful clarification,
and then it'll be quarter finals, which is in about 2 or 3 weeks time, I think. So you've got... So it's either Barrow or Whitehaven, really, isn't it? It in a way, because you'd be expected to beat Workington, wouldn't you?
If Barrow get the result on Sunday, that more or less sees them season three. I would say, yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, if Barrow win on Sunday, they're top of the league. That's if right. Whitehaven win and you beat Workington again,
that's us top of the league. And
you'll be top of the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's quite a lot at stake, really, isn't there? I mean, to play at Wembley as a curtain raiser to the Challenge Cup final, and I think it's in June this year.
Yeah.
I mean, every player wants to do that, don't they?
I mean, have they done it the right way around this time? That we're going, or the championship, or the 1985 Cup's going to be the curtain raiser, and then there's going to be the, because they did it the wrong way around, didn't they?
They did the first season, Paul, but I think last year, didn't they rectify it? And
I'm not sure, mate. I'm not sure.
There was a bit of a hoo-ha about it, wasn't there?
The 1895 is a curtain raiser,
yeah.
Typical rugby league, though, isn't it? You know, they just can't seem to get it right.
Brewery and water.
Something like that, Paul. It seems to me what one of the outcomes from last year's season is that there's been a serious re-examination of the finances. As did Steve Neil go on record after the end of the season saying that he can't keep putting his hand in his pocket to keep financing the club? So he's better working on a tighter financial budget this year, Tony, do you know?
I would say definitely yes. I think the disappointment of last season and I think the wages that they were having to pay people. You hope that if you're in the top four, top five, your crowds are going to get bigger. But I was sort of steadied and we still got a couple of thousand every game. But when you're struggling at the bottom, it's not quite the same. And sponsorship dries up a little bit and advertisements and things of that nature and corporate. And so success on the pitch breeds success off the pitch, doesn't it? And it's a chicken and egg sort of situation. So, yeah, the vibes that are coming out of Craven Park, Dave, is that this year the budget is very tight.
Yeah.
But I think Barrow have recruited quite well, to the credit.
I was going to say that. You know, obviously, they've tightened the belt financially, and there's some significant players left, but they still seem to have a decent squad this year, Tony.
Sam Brooks went to Widnes.
Yeah.
He never reached his potential, let's put it that way, in a Barrow shirt, but he's gone to Widnes and they're no mugs.
No. I think he's been there before, and he was in Widnes once.
He started there, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he might have done, yeah. Ben Evans, who was a star at Bradford Bulls, came to Barrow. We even signed him on the season before, if you remember.
Yeah.
He didn't make a big impact, to be honest with you. Yeah. And he's now playing for North Wales Crusaders.
Right.
And, of course, there was Jared Sammet, who in season one, along with your Ritsons and your Maludis, was absolutely fantastic for Barrow. He made a massive difference. But last year, not quite the same. Don't know why. There was a bit of a suspension there, if you remember. He got about a 5-game ban, didn't he? I don't think that helped.
But abusing the ref, wasn't he? Yeah.
And I think he was on pretty good money in rugby league terms.
Yeah.
And he's ended up at Workington Town, where he used to play for them a few years ago, hasn't he? So
I'd like to know who's paying him at Workington.
Well.
And what he's gone for.
Yeah.
We lost quite a lot of youngsters, actually. We were on the fringe. A lot of home talent. Jake Carter, of course. He went to Whitehaven last season, didn't he?
And
he played very well against Barrow in that televised game, actually. Scored a try and he seemed up for it anyway. So I'm disappointed that Jake's gone to Whitehaven. Obviously, homegrown talent, played in the academy, gets to a certain age, not in the team every week, it happens, doesn't it? They get a bit disgruntled and say, I want to be playing every week. And the coach says, well, you're not quite there yet. And so it goes on, doesn't it? So Rio Corkill's followed him now to Whitehaven. He was another sort of fringe lad who played okay, but, you know, was he good enough for the championship? Maybe, maybe not. And you got Connor Saunders and Ellis Archer, two young promising lads gone to Workington. So we've lost four locals there. That's disappointing, really, isn't it? And you think, you know, it's all about winning, isn't it? In many, you know, it's all right bringing people on and everything and having potential, but at the end of the day,
you've got to get the results.
You know, if you're just surviving in the league and by 1 point, you've got to look at things and say, look, we need to sign a little bit of quality here. And that's what I think they've done this season, Dave. Yeah. So,
The lads, the lads that have left and gone to Workington and come to Whitehaven, and could they play in the team the way they're playing? And the answer is probably no. They've now moved on.
Yep.
To a team that they could probably play in,
yep,
the way they play.
Yeah.
And it's all credit to the lads because they've looked at it and gone, I don't see where I fit in this. Mm. I need to play. And they've gone wherever.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying, that it's homegrown talent and they've gone to wherever.
Mm.
But it's. You see, I'm going back to football now. You see, in football, could I play in that team the way they're playing? The answer is no.
It happens in all walks of life, doesn't it? It does. It's the jeopardy of investment in talent at a young age, nurturing them, coaching them, bringing them on to a certain standard. And then when they get to that point, the question is, are you good enough at this level? And if you're in a champion, if they were in League One, they'd probably be playing every week.
Yes.
But if you're in the championship and it's very, very competitive, it's a bit more ruthless. And the coach and the directors and everybody is going to make a decision that says, you know, are these lads going to be keeping us in the championship? And you start panicking a bit. And that's when you start bringing people in and paying a bit of money out and sometimes getting in financial difficulty.
Yes. Yeah.
Being out and not getting value back. Yeah.
So they've got Costello and James Greenwood from Salford. I mean, these are Super League players. Yes. You know.
I was going to say, you've got a few Super League players, really, haven't you? Yeah. Go on, carry on.
I mean, we got Aaron Smith, who played 40 times for St. Helens in Super League. He was James Robey's understudy.
Yeah.
We got Ramon Silva from Wigan and young Harvey Makin, who was on loan at Barrow from Wigan. Yeah. They've signed on. Got a guy called Max Clark, who played for London Broncos.
Yeah.
We got a local lad, Brad Walker, who was at Keighley, who's from Askham originally.
Yeah.
We got a guy called Mike Oganwall, who's a big guy, and he's in the army. You know, he looks okay. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Tom Walker, who used to play for Barrow, came from Whitehaven because of some financial issues up there. And there was an issue last year, wasn't there, with
Swap Point.
People leaving and all that sort of thing. So we've signed him on as well. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 quality signings there. But
that's right. So despite the finances being tight and limited, Barra still look to have a squad that's capable of doing well this season.
Well, I think you've got to look at that squad on paper and say, look, we shouldn't be in a relegation dogfight this season, but you don't know until the season starts, do you?
With greatest respect, Tony, we thought that last season, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I see the bookies, Barrow, Whitehaven, and Swinton are 100-1.
Yeah, the favourites are down.
And they were 100-1 4 weeks ago, Barrow, and yet they've signed 5 new players on since then. Yeah. And you think, are these bookies keeping up with what's going on or what? You know, because Doncaster are 33-1.
Yeah.
And yet I'd pause a bit against Doncaster any day of the week. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're probably famous last words then, but difficult, Dave, isn't it? It's very, look, if you're a coach or a director of Barrow or Whitehaven, you've got one of the most difficult gigs in rugby league.
Yes.
Because attracting talent and recruiting people to come up the coast, you know, why are they going to sign for Barrow and Whitehaven, really? I mean, unless you're offering them decent money, they're not going to come, are they?
Well, I don't think there's many players playing in your Wigan or St. Helens or Leeds or Castleford whose ambition is to pull on a Whitehaven or a Barrow shirt during the career. So if they come, it's because the deal's right for them. And it makes things very difficult, Tony. It really does.
So you can't criticise, and I'm loath to criticise. Yes, of course, we all want success, but look, let's put a realistic head on. We're always going to struggle a little bit, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah. Out on a limb, limited resources. In one sense, you know, Barrow, Whitehaven, even working, perhaps do well just to do what they do, you know.
The other interesting thing, Dave, you mentioned IMG there.
Yeah.
Barrow got the 19th best score.
Yes.
9.18 it was, and we're a grade B team, apparently. But Whitehaven were 32nd.
That's right.
And you got 6.27, whatever that means. And you're a grade C team. So does that mean you're in League One next year, no matter what happens?
Well, that moves you know, neatly on to the next thing I've got written noted down on me little prompt here. You know, does doing well in the league this year, how much is it really going to count for? I mean, everybody's saying, oh, we'll finish in the playoffs or we'll finish in the top eight or something like that. But just what is that going to mean? Because I say the IMG ratings seem to be all right and everything. But I don't know.
Well, you look at Super League. According to the IMG ratings, London are going to be relegated no matter what.
Yeah, and the chairman's already sort of...
So, what a load of cack that is.
Yeah.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah.
It's money for the boys, isn't it? Sorry, I can get on my high horse here, but I won't do.
I think if you take out promotion and relegation from any sport, it diminishes it.
Yeah, that's
to such an extent that you start losing a bit of interest, to be honest with you.
I'm really biting my tongue here.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't see, you know, blue skies ahead, unfortunately. It's going to be very difficult, isn't it? I mean, Whitehaven and Barrow will never, ever get in Super League ever. If this criteria stays in place, those dreams, however distant they might have been,
are impossible now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people that can't see this, we can all see this. I'm really biting on my knuckles here because I think it's absolutely horrendous what is happening.
In the past, your future was always almost, you know, it was totally linked to how you performed as a team on the field there. But the IMG thing's completely making a nonsense of that. And the IMG thing, I think, would be okay if they came out and says, well, a point in our rating is worth so many extra thousands or tens of thousands of pounds. But nobody knows. I mean, you know, the game's negotiating new sponsorships, new television deals, and that's all well and good. But who's going to get the benefit of that? Will it just be the clubs who rate highly on the IMG scale? Nobody's told us that yet, have they? Nobody knows.
Yeah, I think somebody from the club, our club, has gone on record and saying, well, they forgive us this rating, but nobody's ever been down to the club.
Yeah.
I find that surprising, but I know that they did go to Barrow and they did have
gone on record and saying nobody's ever been.
Well, I have no idea, but I know Steve Neal.
I visited. Surely the people at the RFL and IMG, for that matter, owe it to, you know, the member clubs to come out and speak with them and just discuss the issues with them. Surely that's got to happen. There was maybe a point where they hadn't been to the club, but I would have expected over the winter that has been addressed. But anyway...
It was last season, all right.
It'll no doubt come out in the... What's it going to mean if Wigan finish in the playoffs, or Barra, for that matter, finish in the playoffs this year? what's that going to mean? We'll say, without knowing the finer details, you could say, let's just take a hypothetical. Wigan could finish two places above Barrow, but Barrow could still end up in the championship next year, and Whitehaven out of it. I dearly hope that doesn't happen, but that's a scenario.
It is a possibility, Dave. They might change the league structures. There might be 14 teams in Super League, and there might be 18 in the championship, and four or five in League One are kicked out. I don't know. And there should be more than probably 14 teams in the championship, shouldn't there? I mean, 26 games a season's not going to bring in millions, is it? You know, you need at least 30-something games, I would suggest. I mean, Barra Soccer play 46 games in the fourth division.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or League Two, as it's called. Yeah. But,
and they need that to cover the
costs and wages and everything.
The base cost and the wages, as you say.
I mean, Steve Neal said today, he said, try and get as many supporters as you can to Whitehaven because it's a shared gate on Sunday because it's a cup match.
Yeah.
Because we've got one home game in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is where it all falls apart. Workington have two home games. We have one home game and Barrow haven't got any.
Yeah.
And the only reason we've got that home game is that we're drawn at home against Oldham next Saturday in the Challenge Cup. Because our first home game after that is York in the league on April the 7th, I think it is. First home game. Because before that, we're playing you guys away on Good Friday.
Yeah.
And Widnes away the first game of the season.
I know. Yeah, it doesn't work out, does it? I mean, you seen that last year where clubs were going to Whitehaven had a game cancelled because one of the opponents was it Featherstone in the cup?
No, it was York. Because I was coming up for that game and all of a sudden it got cancelled.
And we went a month without a home game, for 5 weeks.
Now, we've been a bit of disappointment, as I said at the start of this, Dave, but the good thing for me is Barra Raiders women are in Super League this season.
Right.
So we're playing York, St. Helens, Leeds, Wigan.
All the top teams you see on the telly.
All the top teams. And I reckon we'll get good crowds for that. And it's good to see that, you know, all these young girls getting involved. We've got two teams,
yeah.
and our first team are in Super League.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. Yeah, I mean, if you just scratch the surface, it probably explains why Barra have got that IMG rating have and why they haven't, you know. That's,
yeah, there's that, and there's the community stuff that we're very good at, you know. And
I mean, in fairness to Whitehaven, it's good to say that they're doing a lot more community stuff this year. I think they've already started it. Let's hope there's still time to improve the ratings by doing more stuff like that. So
what about Whitehaven, Dave? Any new sites? Somebody told me you've signed 12 Aussies.
Well, we're running out of time here, but anyway, yeah, we've signed Aussie halfback, we signed Aussie forward, we've got Jack Meisen from Halifax, who's a bit of a finisher on the wing. We've got the Papua New Guinea international fullback. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He's arrived.
So yeah. So all the Whitehaven squads here, they're all in training. They've got, I think, 24, 25 players. Maybe they need to sign a couple more, but the squad seems to be competitive at least.
Are you gonna win on Sunday then?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
All I can say is Brisbane Broncos. I've got a team for this week.
As you say, time's running out. So yeah, time to make our predictions, I suppose. I think Whitehaven will win on Sunday, but it'll be 6 points, one score.
Yeah, I think it'll be 27-26. Ryan Johnson drop goal last minute.
Right. Well, where have I seen that before?
Oh, sorry, that's deja vu.
Deja vu, that, mate. Hope it's a competitive game and we get through and nobody gets injured.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
May the best team win. May the best
There will be a lot in it.
May the best team win as long as it's us.
But if I wanted to be... I don't know. We should. I don't want to say this really, but if we're going to be successful this year, we've got to be beating Whitehaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, comment.
And the same for you as well, Dave, of course.
Yeah. So time's just about to beat us. Just want to say thanks for joining us, Tony. Let's hope the weather keeps okay for Sunday. We see a good game, a good local derby. And as I say, we get the right result, whichever that is for us. So thanks once again, guys. This is the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast, brought to you by Trust in Haven, the Whitehaven Independent Supporters Trust. Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the game, and we'll hopefully speak to you again later on in the season, Tony.
Cheers. Yeah, well, there's that Good Friday game, isn't there?
Well, folks, that's all for another episode of Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. Produced by Trust in Haven, the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Hope you enjoyed it and will join us for our next podcast. To find out more, visit our website at www.trustinhaven.com.